Coming up on episode number 945, it's time for another Indie Hodgepodge episode. Today, you're going to hear covers of The Police, Fugazi, Gautier, and you'll be able to solve that big debate, Beatles or Rolling Stones. You'll hear them both. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It's Wednesday, March 6th, 2013. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another edition of the Indie Hodgepodge episodes of Coverville. That's where I get all these stuff sent in from labels and independent artists and assemble them all into one show as opposed to waiting for cover stories for each of the individual performers. Oh, no, no. I want these in your ears as soon as possible. And we're going to start things off with a cover of a song that I think is still popular, still on the charts, at least it was a week ago. These guys were just on Saturday Night Live this last weekend. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, well, these guys weren't. The cover, the band that they're covering was. But the performer that you're going to hear right now is Scott Bradley, and not only is the song just fantastic, seek out the video. The video for these are just awesome. It is Thrift Shop, the Vintage Edition, performed by Scott Bradley.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome. Walking through the club like, what up, I'm such a big shot. I'm so pumped about the flag from the thrift shop. Ice on the fringe, it's so damn frosty that people are like, damn, that's a cold ass honky. Rolling in hella deep, heading to the mezzanine. Dressed on pink, set my gator shoes, holes are green. Draped in a leather mink, girl standing next to me. Probably should have washed this, cause it smells like R. Kelly sheets.
It was 99¢.
Bag it. Popping it, washing, about to go and get some compliments. Passing up a moccasin, someone else has been walking in. Me and grungy effing man, I'm done.
This is freaking awesome.
I get evil as a man can be.
That is a band called High Tide and a cover of The Police's Message in a Bottle. Great cover right there by some guys, some younger guys out of the UK, and great, great cover of that track. You can find them online, by the way, at facebook.com/wearehightide. A lot of the bands that you hear on today's show, you won't be able to find on Amazon or iTunes. You'll have to visit Coverville and click on the links in the show notes for this episode to find out more about them and pick up their tracks. The best thing about that is that when you buy a song from them on Bandcamp or SoundCloud or something like that, you're helping out the band a lot because they're not having to pay Amazon license, or not licensing, Amazon fees or iTunes fees or anything like that. So check out the bands that you hear on today's show if you want to find out more about them. Before that, you heard Who You Say, H-O-O-Y-O-O-S-A-Y, and their cover of a Tampa Red song. Now, that's an old blues song called Don't You Lie to Me. Chuck Berry, Fats Domino also did famous versions of that. That is transformed completely by doing it in that kind of Oompa Oompa electronic combination there by Who You Say. Fantastic stuff. And then we start off with Scott Bradley and a cover of Thrift Shop, the vintage grandpa style edition of that song, by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis originally, that cover by Scott Bradley. You may also be familiar with Scott Bradley's other work. He did a Motown tribute to Nickelback a while back, a great version of How You Remind Me, and an EP to go along with it that you can also find at the site that I'm going to link you to. That is Scott Bradley and Thrift Shop. Coverville this week is brought to you by Squarespace, squarespace.com, a great way to create websites, a very easy way to create websites. And they've added new features, a great new feature, Squarespace Commerce. It lets you add a fully integrated store to your website and instantly start accepting payments. It seems like that's kind of what you're going to want to do, right? You got your site, you create your site, you build a good following, and maybe you want to start selling t-shirts or postcards or whatever. Squarespace Commerce is the easy way to do it. It's never been easier to start selling online. You can add a store to any existing Squarespace website, or you can start a brand new site and sell physical and digital goods immediately. If you want to start selling your back episodes of podcasts, for example, you can do it that way as well. They've got painless store management. You can manage your inventory, your process, your customer orders, print packing slips, all that stuff, all in one interface. And the options for it are very flexible, so you can customize it and make it work exactly the way that you want. And of course, you'll get all those other great things that Squarespace gives you, the mobile-ready templates, the responsive designs, so that whether people are looking at it on your laptop or on their laptops, their tablets, their smartphones, no matter what, they're always going to see a great, clean, professional-looking interface. No shrunken text that has to be zoomed in to be read. Also, they've got their beautiful templates, 100% drag-and-drop functionality to do all the customization, and a brand new page builder tool called the Layout Engine that enables you to customize pages in seconds by adding blocks of content like photos, videos, text, social media, and you can immediately preview everything as you go. Super, super easy. And now with that commerce, it's everything you need all in one place. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to try it out. And you're going to get a free trial by going to squarespace.com/coverville. That's squarespace.com/coverville. Sign up for a free account, try it out, see what you think. You don't need to enter a credit card, anything like that. Just try it out and start building your website right from the get-go. Then, if you decide to purchase it, there is a 10% off coupon that you can use. Just use the offer code COVERVILLE. That's Coverville, COVERVILLE, and the number 3, and get 10% off your first purchase on new accounts. That also includes your monthly plans, your annual plans, everything. That's squarespace.com/Coverville to try it out for free, and then the offer code for the 10% off discount is Coverville3. That's COVERVILLE, and the number 3. Squarespace.com, everything you need to create an exceptional website. Back to the music here, and I promised you a battle between the Stones and the Beatles. It seems like you asked that question. It's whether or not you're a Partridge Family or a Brady Bunch person or a Ginger or Marianne person. Well, there's also the Rolling Stones or Beatles fans. I'm partial to both. I like them both, and it really depends on the mood I'm in whether or not I listen to the Stones or the Beatles, or in some cases, covers of the Stones or the Beatles. Let's start off with a cover of the Rolling Stones, this performed by Sadie Fleming. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous voice. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Ellie Goulding's cover of Elton John's Your Song. I think you're really going to enjoy this. Here is her take on the Rolling Stones' Wild Horses.
Slide through my head. wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses couldn't drag.
Gung 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 g Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to rise. You were only waiting for this moment to rise. You were only waiting for this moment to rise.
I am a patient boy. I wait. My time's like water down the drain. Everybody's moving. Please don't leave me to remain. In the waiting room, I don't want the news. I can use it, I don't want the news. I won't live by it, sitting outside of town. Everybody's always down, but why? Because they can't get up. Come on, get up.
Well, I won't sit idly by. I'm planning a big surprise. I'm gonna fight for what I wanna be.
And I won't make the same mistake.
Oh, 'cause
I know how much time that weighs.
And function is the key. To the waiting room, I don't want the news. I can use it, I don't want the news.
I won't live by it, sitting outside of town. Everybody's always down, but why? Because they can't get up. Come on, get up. Sitting in the waiting room. 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 Why? Because they can't get up.
That is Waiting Room by a band called Homesick Elephant. Well, a duo called Homesick Elephant, a cover of the song by Fugazi. They sent that in for Coverville, and I totally, totally dig it. Before that, Blackbird, completely a cappella by one guy, Stephen Scacchia, I believe that's how it's pronounced, or Shakia, S-C-A-C-C-I-A is the spelling. And if you want to hear more by and of Stephen, you can check out the Coverville Under the Covers podcast, which is a podcast put together by Tanner Goodman, kind of a sister podcast to this, where he interviews up-and-coming new independent artists that are doing covers and talks to them about the music they play. Check that out. You can find that online. Just do a search for Under the Covers podcast. And you'll hear the episode featuring Stephen. Before that, Sadie Fleming and her cover of Wild Horses, originally by the Rolling Stones. Well, what can you find right now over at ThinkGeek.com? Well, if you start over at Coverville.com and then make your way over to ThinkGeek.com from there, you'll find some great stuff and you'll be helping Coverville in the process. Right now, they've got Marvel socks. Yes, Marvel socks. You heard me correctly. Make your feet look like they belong to Spider-Man, Iron Man, or Wolverine. You get all six. Well, you get two pair or three pairs, so six socks altogether. And you can look like Iron Man, Wolverine, or Spider-Man by wearing those socks. At least your feet can look like they belong to one of those three guys. That's just one of the many great things you can find over at ThinkGeek.com. When you're ready to buy, just go over to Coverville.com, click the link over on the right side of the page for ThinkGeek, and you will you'll be taken to their website where you can find those great socks or many, many other great things over there at ThinkGeek.com, stuff for smart masses. All right. Well, I told you that a lot of these bands you can find on Amazon or iTunes or anything like that. But this guy, you can find this new single I'm about to play for you over there at Amazon, iTunes. Pick up a copy of it today. It is Peter Buffett and his cover of REM's It's the End of the World as We Know It. And I Feel Fine.
Speak, crowd, now street, the love.
That is Domenico, the girl sometimes called Dee. She's the, she's the founder of the musical genre Glam Dream Pop, which you can find over there at DomenicoArtist.com. Self-proclaimed founder or leader, authentic leader of the new underground music genre Glam Dream Pop. Really cool stuff. Not a lot of covers on her site, but a lot of great originals that you should check out. She also does a podcast called Chasing Domenico, and it seems really, really cool. Great cover there of the Buggles video Killed the Radio Star by Domenico, and you'll find that on her website. You can also check out Saxapella. That's who you heard right before that. That is one guy doing a bunch of different saxophones overlaid. It's Alex Mathias. He is an Irish saxophonist, and I think he said there were 60 layers of saxophone in that cover of somebody that I used to know. Really, really amazing cover of the Gautier song by Saxapella, and you can find out more about him by going to saxapella.com. We start off the set with It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, performed by Peter Buffett, originally by REM. That's a single you can pick up over at iTunes or at Amazon, and really good kind of stripped down, I don't know, funkified cover of that tune. Peter Buffett and his cover of REM's tune. And with that, holy cow, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. You want to get in touch with me, maybe you have a song you've recorded that you want me to check out for the show, please do it. Requests at coverville.com is the email address. You can also call the request line, which is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. It's a new phone number, so I'm still in the process of getting all the information put onto the website. So in the meantime, just remember that 7-COVER-9. You can also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Make sure to comment on this or any other episode right there in the comment section. In the show notes for every single episode of Coverville, you can do that and see what other cover fans are saying. We'll actually be back with another show tomorrow morning. In lieu of the morning stream, afternoons this week have been shot because of some physical therapy that Tristan's going through on his knees. Nothing bad, just growing pains, I guess. But in any case, he's had to go to physical therapy and I've had to take him. So it's cut right into the time that I usually record for Coverville. So tomorrow, March 7th in the morning, stick around right here. You'll find coverville.com and a cover story showing up right then. Until then, this is Brandon Bitsing. That just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about them by going to frogpants.com. You're going to hear a whole collection of podcasts that are so good, they'll make you pop some tags.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!